day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and thank you all for tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits. Now, I'm sure a lot of our local community members are getting excited for this weekend because, as we all know, on Labor Day weekend, all roads lead to our wonderful Brome Fair. Now, I'm not going to give you all the details as to what's going to be happening at the fair this year. That's just something that you'll have to check out yourself. However, I did have the opportunity to chat with the chair of the Sustainability Committee for Brome Fair, Peter McCausland, all about the expansion of the Brome County Agricultural Society's green initiatives and its long-term vision for a carbon-neutral and green Brome Fair. We hope that you enjoy our conversation. Peter, I wanted to thank you so much for coming on down to CIDI to chat all about the Brome County Agricultural Society's green initiatives this year for the Brome Fair event. I really appreciate your time.
Well, it's a pleasure being here.
So, Peter, Brome Fair, as we know, is quickly making its way around the corner, coming up this Labor Day weekend, and the Brome County Agricultural Society is expanding its eco-responsible approach this year. So, from my understanding, you have developed a partnership with a group called Festival Les Événements Verts de l'Estrie to reduce your environmental footprint. So I just wanted to start off before we go into your green initiatives this year by asking why the Brome County Agricultural Society decided to go in a more green direction this year. Why is it so important for the team?
Well, obviously the Agricultural Society is, the agriculture lives with a healthy environment. And so it seems pretty logical that when you have a major agricultural event such as the fair, that we should be sort of trying to be as green as we possibly can. It seems consistent with the mission of the agricultural community. So that's kind of the basis of it. And after that, of course, then we all see what's going on around us. And I think most of us are concerned about the circumstances that we're all beginning to see daily affect people around the world and our own community. And so we just think it makes a lot of sense to do this.
And how successful were your initiatives last year? I know that you started doing this last year as well and taking certain steps to reduce that footprint.
Yeah, actually, this is really going to be the third year. Lee Patterson, a couple of years ago, was the president of the society. He's the one that initially reached out to FEV, the group that you mentioned, who has been providing guidance and support in this project. So last year, we reduced, and year two, we reduced the tonnage of material that was going over to St. Joseph in Cowansville.
Yeah, the regional landfill.
Exactly, going into landfill. We reduced it by about 4 or 5 tons, which was pretty good. It's a good start. And so, we still are producing something in the order of 20 tons of material that go off to that site. So we're trying to find ways to reduce that and try to get it as close to zero as we can, frankly. And so this year's initiative is pushing even harder in that direction. So we're using various techniques to get there.
Yeah, and that's a great introduction into my next question. What steps is the Brome County Agricultural Society taking this year to step up its efforts?
Well, basically, one of the first things we're doing is, unfortunately, we don't have potable water on site. The wells have not been certified for use. So we are bringing in water. So we're really asking people to bring their own water containers with them. And we have a multiple spigot source of water brought in that people can fill their own containers.
Kind of like a water fountain.
Exactly. And it's be nice chilled water, and so it'll be really delicious. And we'll also reduce, obviously, the number of packages of plastic that people have previously used. And so that's just one small initiative. We have sort of a small treatment center, like they would have in the municipal organization, to separate everything. So all of the materials that are placed into bins on the site by consumers end up going into a little gang of people at the, sort of off in the back of the site, and they actually sort things.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, we sort things into recyclable materials, organics that can go into not into landfill, but into composting programs, such as the one that you have over there presently, and things like bottles and so on and so forth. So that's been going on, and we're beefing that up. We're using some volunteers. If there's anybody out there who'd like to join us, feel free. Get in touch with people at the fair office, and we can employ you either providing guidance to people on the site or helping in that particular job. You know, we've now increased the number of triple bins on the site to 60.
Okay.
So there's multiple places for people to properly place the materials that they generate. The actual suppliers on site, the restaurants and so on, have been obligated this year to buy compostable, recyclable materials. So everything that is sold in the restaurants and so on can go into composting. There's no plastics at all that are allowed to be used by people offering those services. So it's a multiple sort of plan. And the longer term vision is to actually assess our carbon footprint. That's a big task. We have to figure out how much fuel is used, how much by people coming and going, by, you know, the midway, by everything possible, and then coming up with a plan to mitigate that carbon footprint over time. Not a short-term project, but something that we're determined to do.
Okay, so this is just the first couple of steps towards a longer-term vision to go green.
Yeah, I mean, we really would like to, insofar as possible, be carbon neutral. That's a challenge for an organization such as ours, but that's the attitude of the leadership and the board is to take us in that direction.
Great. And from my understanding as well, I've been going to the fair since I was little, and this is one of the first times that I remember this happening. But you're also not including parking in this year's tickets to encourage people to carpool a little bit more.
In fact, I understand that there's been some debate online about that. I haven't seen that. I'm not much online myself. But yes, if people can sort of join together with others, if it's 10 bucks versus 5, and it's been 5, I think, since 100 years.
Yeah,
not quite, since I was little. Yeah, so now it's 10. But, you know, what I was thinking would even be better, and maybe this would be a suggestion for future years, is if one person comes in a car, it's 10. If two people come in a car, it's 5 for the car. In other words, to really motivate people to reduce the number of automobiles. And I think there's a lot of people in this area realize how much traffic is created on the site and within the surrounding community. So, you know, there's a lot of motivations to carpool. One might be the ticket price, the park. But there's a lot of other motivations that are perhaps even more important than that additional $5. And perhaps in the longer term, the fair, we've already been talking about the idea of trying to find ways that we can move people perhaps from downtown Knowlton to the site by some form of transportation. There are other fairs that do that and that there is no parking on site. So, you know, in the longer term, there's always, if you look at things carefully and take time and do it right, make sure that people are not inconvenienced and in fact that it becomes an added value, then, you know, perhaps that's the direction we'll go over time as well.
Okay. And from my understanding as well, you were mentioning how you have the separation bins on site, but I know that the Brome County Agricultural Society also works with another group to kind of recover the plastics as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, there's been an agricultural program put in place in the MRC, in the municipal regional area, to reutilize plastics. We have all seen this sort of like humongous marshmallow-like bales here and there along farms during haying season. Well, that is the material that's being collected, and we're sort of and so reused. I mean, you think of that pure wrapping can be recycled effectively and go into, you know, generating things like big plastic chairs that you can sit in the sun on, whatever. And so the idea here is to work with them and also give that program a little bit of recognition within the community, that the farming community is interested in making sure that they maximize the recycling of that material as much as possible. People can just think of it as farmers recycling plastic is an important component of agricultural life. I think that's the important message.
Perfect. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Peter, about the Brome County Agricultural Society's green initiatives this year, but I wasn't sure if there's anything else you wanted to mention about these initiatives or the fair that you think would be important for people to be aware of.
Well, I really think it's important that people start thinking about, especially water. I mean, you know, it's hard to believe that when you buy water in a bottle, that it takes one quarter of the volume in oil to make the bottle. So think about it this way. You buy yourself a half liter bottle of water. It takes, 25% of that in fossil fuels to make that bottle. And where does that bottle go? You hope it makes it into recycling, but it doesn't. Most of it ends up going into landfill, taking space underground, and it'll be there for hundreds of years. So it's a particular passion of mine, and it's not necessarily shared to the same extent by everybody out there, but reduce the use of plastic will make a huge difference in everybody's lives in this generation and generations to come. So that's my own personal Peter McCausland message to everybody out there, and we can all do it.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you so much again, Peter, for your time. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.